Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mike Lyle with local news on 91.5 KUNC. 2 weeks after a fire burned down a Netherlands shopping center, business owners are now navigating what comes next. KUNC's Rachel Cohen reports.
John Thompson began looking for a new space for his outdoor clothing store the same day as the fire.
I felt like if I sat down, I wouldn't get up.
Just 8 days later, he signed a new lease for his shop, Mountain Man, across the street from where the original one burned down.
All the people that walking down the street have just crossed the street to hug me, just be like, John, we hope you're going to be okay. And that's the reason why I'm still here.
He hopes to open soon. A large white hand-painted sign already hangs out front. It says, Mountain Man 2.0. Doug Armitage and his wife ran the Brightwood Music Store for 16 years. They're documenting their lost instruments, like an octave mandolin made by a company no longer in business. He worries how his insurance company will respond.
They might say something like, oh, well, you can get something new like that from China for $400.
Armitage says he was tempted to walk away, but he plans to reopen.
When the kid is going on stage in the Netherlands High School with his viola and the bridge breaks the day before the show.
Armitage says he drops everything to do those repairs because that's what a community is all about. For KUNC, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The University of Northern Colorado plans to lay off around 50 employees next month due to declining funding and enrollment. Officials said in a budget town hall last week they will also leave about 30 vacant positions unfilled. The layoffs will not impact existing faculty, only staff positions. UNC President Andy Feinstein said cuts will start there because university employees make up more than half of the budget. The university lost $550,000 in state funds, and they are expecting a $14 million deficit by 2027. Enrollment at UNC is about 4,000 students less than 7 years ago. Denver Mayor Mike Johnson has sidestepped city council to expand a license plate camera surveillance system he says is helping the city fight crime. The city's contract with the company Flock will be extended for 5 months. The Denver Post reports the city currently has more than 100 cameras in use. Back in May, city council unanimously voted against a contract because of concerns over privacy and how the tech might be abused. Johnson says Flock will have to pay $100,000 for any Denver data that gets shared with federal agencies. Other cities like Loveland use the cameras but have taken steps to limit access to its data. Forecast now along the northern front range and eastern plains. Cloudy for much of the day. Highs in the upper 60s. A chance for showers later tonight. Lows in the 30s to the 40s. Along the I-70 mountain corridor, chance for showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 60. And a wintry mix later tonight. Lows near 30. 36 degrees down in Greeley, 39 in Loveland, 37 in Fort Collins, and 40 in Boulder. I'm Mike Lyle. You can always find local news online at KUNC.org. It's 6:07.
Washington.
Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mike Lyle with local news on 91.5 KUNC. The U.S. Department of Justice announced on Monday that it's investigating Colorado's prisons and youth detention centers. KUNC's Kyle McKinnon reports.
The federal probe centers on reports of excessive force and inadequate medical care and nutrition. Investigators will also review Colorado's policy for housing transgender inmates, including whether placing transgender women in female units violates other prisoners' religious rights. The Justice Department investigation comes after Colorado officials denied former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' request to be released on bail while she appeals her state conviction. President Donald Trump has repeatedly called for her release. Peters is serving a 9-year sentence for allowing unauthorized access to Mesa County's voting machines following the 2020 election. Kyle McKinnon, KUNC.
Colorado is coming up short in its efforts to monitor greenhouse gas emissions from oil and gas facilities. A recent audit revealed several gaps in the state's air monitoring programs. It found the state health department has yet to come up with a system to determine which oil and gas facilities should be reporting their emissions. Auditors say the state also failed to collect thousands of monthly reports from oil and gas companies. These gaps could hamper Colorado's efforts to reduce emissions. State agencies agreed with the audit's findings and vowed to correct the monitoring gaps. Well, $2 million in outdoor equity grants went out this month to help fund projects and programs across the state. Colorado Parks and Wildlife distributes the funding to organizations that are working to create more inclusive outdoor opportunities. 2025 recipients include Connections for Independent Living in Greeley, the Matthews House in Fort Collins, and the Yampa Valley Autism Program in Steamboat Springs. The grants are funded through the Colorado Lottery. The program has invested $10.5 million into outdoor equity projects since 2022. A look at sports on Tuesday. NHL, the Avalanche lose to the Nashville Predators on the road. 4-3 was a final in a shootout. And in men's college basketball, CSU beat Dartmouth in Fort Collins. 76-55 was the final there. Shifting to the forecast on this Wednesday along the northern front range and eastern plains. Partly cloudy for much of the day, highs in the low to mid-50s by the afternoon. Clear for later tonight, lows near 40. Along the I-70 mountain corridor, partly sunny today, highs in the low to mid-40s by the afternoon. And partly cloudy for later tonight, lows in the 20s. Current temperatures, 36 degrees in Fort Collins, 34 in Loveland, 33 in Greeley, and 34 in the Mile High City. I'm Mike Lyle. You can always find local and Colorado news on our website at KUNC.org. Back to Morning Edition at 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation. For nearly a century, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at Mott.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.